Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century.
All right, Reggie. All our dunnage packed.
Well, I think that's everything, Jack.
Where'd that fool Texan go?
Doc, I think he's in the bedroom.
What's he doing? What's in there?
Well, Doc's simply fascinated by those full-dress clothes Jackton had sent down.
What a crazy idiot. I suppose he's got the light on.
I'd rather imagine so, yeah.
I told him to keep all the lights out, except in here where the shades are down. Does he want the whole place down on our ears?
Well, you know, Doc.
Says, we've got to get a move on. Go get him, Reggie.
Righto, I'll bring him right along. Hi, Reggie, look in.
Oh, I say, Doc.
How am I doing?
What's the matter, Reggie?
I say, Jack, come here.
Ain't I about the prettiest human critter you about ever did see? Man.
Oh, no.
What's going on here?
Hey, what's so funny? This here monkey suit fits me like the skin on a heifer's clam.
Yeah, you look like the first cousin to an undertaker.
Hey, you crazy lunatic. What do you think you're doing?
Well, what's the hurt? I'm just trying it on. I ain't never been in a dress suit with all the trimmings before.
You're not in one now.
What you mean I ain't?
Reggie, Would you look at that shirt?
Why? Yeah, well, this here shirt ain't all a shirt ought to be. What you suppose is the matter with it?
Well, in the first place, you've got it on backwards.
I ain't no such thing. Look, here's a button.
Yes, but, Doc, all old-fashioned dress shirts button in the back.
This here is an old-fashioned dress shirt?
Quite, and it buttons in the back.
Hey, what you giving me?
No, it's the truth, Doc.
But it ain't reasonable. Whoever ever heard of a shirt of buttoning up the back?
All right. You've had your fun. Now get out of those things and hurry up about it.
Jack, you sure we hadn't ought to stay?
Yes, I'm sure.
But look, you fella, it might be kind of fun to dress all up.
No.
What you mean, no?
Just no. What does it sound like? Are you going to get out of that junk?
Well, I am, ain't I? Doggone it, though. Poor little old Jacqueline's going to be mighty disappointed.
All right, if you want to stay, stay. But Reggie and I are getting out of here.
No, if you fellas are going, naturally I'm a-going too. Only it does seem a shame.
Well, you go ahead and feel bad. I've got other things to think about.
You know how that girl is. She might just sit right down and bawl if we ain't there.
Yeah, pitiful.
And we couldn't have nothing like that happen.
Will you hurry up?
Well, look at me. I'm right down to my underdrawers, ain't I?
Well, let's make that a beautiful thought for the day. Mm-hmm. Doc's right down to his underdrawers.
Now I'm skinning into my pants. Boy, that sure is nice material they use in them dress breeches.
Forget it. Tuck your shirt into your pants and come on.
Hey, looky, Jack, are you pushing me around?
Well, if we're going to get out of here, we've got to go.
Such a blamed hurry. Where are we going to go when we do get out of here?
I'll tell you about that when we get started.
Oh, I say, Jack, you mean you've got something in mind?
Certainly. Are you finally ready, Doc?
Uh-huh, I reckon. Say, it wouldn't exactly be stealing if we took one of these here dress suits along with us, would it?
Oh, look here, Doc.
You can think of more nonsense.
Well, we might even leave a $20 bill pinned to the bed to pay for it.
$20? Doc, each of these suits cost $200 if they cost a cent.
$200,
Barry? Yes, quite.
Well, stuff me for a hootie owl.
All right. Reggie, Doc, you each take one of those duffel bags. I'll bring these two suitcases.
Righto.
Might as well, I guess. Kind of got so I like this place.
Open the door, Reggie.
Belshazzar's going to be plumb put out at us, sneaking out this way without saying so long.
Go ahead, Doc. Keep in the shadows as much as possible on the way down to the garage.
Yeah. This way's best, I reckon.
And keep your voices down.
Oh, shucks. Everybody's asleep anyhow.
You don't know whether they are or not.
Sure one pretty night.
Mm.
Looky up there at that moon.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie Mae always said a moon like that was made for sparking. Winnie Mae always was my favorite cousin. Been a great lady if she'd ever learned to wear shoes.
Oh, Doc.
Yeah?
Your mind's wandering.
It ain't neither. Can't a hombre think about his own blood kin if he's a mind to?
It seems to me you think about Winnie Mae an awful lot.
Of course I do. Didn't I just say she was my favorite cousin?
You better watch out. We're coming to the garage.
Oh, are, huh?
Yeah. Keep quiet now.
Hey, looky. The garage door's open.
Someone must have forgot to close them last night.
Well, take it easy. I don't see any guards, but that doesn't mean they're not around. Slip inside. Our car's right in the middle.
Yeah. Here goes.
I say. Bit black in here.
You ain't kidding there.
Hey! Who turned on those lights?
Aha! I caught you, didn't I?
Well, son of a gun, if it ain't little old Jacqueline herself.
Look at him, Jasper. Bag and baggage. Try to run out on me, will they?
Looks like you boys is caught red-handed, all right.
Nevertheless, we're leaving.
Oh, no, you're not.
Don't tell me what we're going to do and what we're not.
Jack Packard, don't you dare yell at me like that.
I am yelling at you like that.
All right, then yell. Yell all you want to, but you're not leaving this ranch until you see me married.
I don't care if you never get married.
You do, too.
I don't either.
You do.
Hey, for the love of Pete, Jack. You sound just like Jackie and her papa.
Ooh, that girl does something to me. She'd make a saint scream. Jasper, will you pull this female catamount off and let us get out of here?
I'm afraid I can't do that, Packard.
Why can't you?
Because if Jacqueline here wants you to stay, those are orders as far as I'm concerned.
Now, don't tell me she's got you wrapped around her little finger, too.
I say she's had me hogtied ever she was all legs and pigtails.
Huh? Well, then I guess we'll just have to plow through you, too.
More than me you got to plow through. Take a look in the driver's seat of your car.
Hey, who's that?
I say, it's Big Swede.
That's right, Big Swede. And he's got orders not to let you boys take that car out of this garage.
Well, now, what you know about that? Jacqueline, you mean you gone and sick Big Swede on us? After all we done for you?
Yes, I have. I don't care what you say.
Tell him to get out of that car.
No, sir. He stays right where he is.
Well, how's he going to fight Reggie under the wheel of a car?
Yeah, and that's the object of the meeting, ain't it?
No, it is not. The object is to keep you boys here. And I'd just like to see you get him out of that car.
Jack, she's a-honing to see us get Big Sweet out of her car.
Well, that's just what she's going to see. Reggie, get in the back seat. Doc, you get in front alongside of him.
You betcha.
I wouldn't try that if I were you.
Well, why the heck not?
I'll tell you why not. Because I ordered him to tear the gear shift out by the roots if you start pushing him around.
Oh, I say, pull the gear shift out by the roots.
And he can do it, too.
Well, what do you say to that, Jack?
Just that we're going to keep him so busy he won't have time to think about gear shifts. Back seat, Reggie. Front seat, Doc. I'll take him from this side.
Whoopee, let's go.
Hey! Hey,
Doc,
hey,
here comes the windshield.
Hey,
never mind
out,
that. Keep his hands off the gear shift.
Attaboy, Reggie. Attaboy. I tell you, it's like an elephant. There goes the side with Doc.
Give it to him, Big Sweet. Give it to him. Go on. Tear up their old automobile. Smash it. Smash it to pieces.
We're getting him. Come out here. Help me pull him out, Reggie.
Right on. Look out. I got him.
Give up.
Now together, Jack.
Now, let's go.
He's out.
The front door off of our car.
Here, you. Get up on your feet.
Look out, Reggie.
Oh, take that.
He's sagging. Hit him again.
Right on.
Yeah. That's the boy, Reggie.
He's out. You knocked him out, Reggie boy.
You great big heroes, you. Three of you picking on one man.
Quiet.
I won't keep quiet.
Here, Doc, take this handkerchief and gag her.
Come on,
you let me alone. I won't keep quiet.
Just listen to her go on, will you?
Well, Jasper, we got by Big Swede. Any more objections to our leaving?
Well, I reckon not. We done the best we could to keep you.
Thanks. All right, Reggie, get in and start the car.
Righto. Oh, Joe, what a mess. Front door gone, windshield gone, side windows gone.
Well, bye, Jasper.
Bye, boys. Glad to meet you.
All right, Doc, let Jacqueline loose and jump in.
Okay, only first I'm going to take this gag off so I can kiss her right square on the mouth. Here we go, honey.
Double crossing quitters I ever met.
Now quit talking, because I'm going to kiss you.
You run out on me.
Boy, you're the kissingest girl I ever did meet.
Oh, I hate you. I hate all of you.
Come on, Doc.
Here I come. Let her go.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, boy.
Poor little old baby. She sure enough went for us, dear.
Yeah, didn't she? Practically tore our car to pieces.
It's going to be bally uncomfortable driving without a windshield.
Oh, go on. Say what you want to. There's a girl that is a gal for my money.
Well, Jack, we're on our way out of the Jim Ross Ranch now.
Yeah, fella. Where do we go from here?
We're going to Santa Margarita in the state of San Marino.
State of San Marino?
Well, for goodness sake, where is Santa Margarita, San Marino?
East Coast, just south of the equator.
South of the equator?
That's right. You remember Charles H. Fortune, the wealthy rubber tycoon we met last time we were in San Francisco?
Oh, I say, will we ever forget him?
Well, he's fitting up a South American scientific expedition for rubber exploration in San Marino.
Hmm.
And he wants us to go along as guides and scouts.
Oh, I say, bit of all right.
But looky, Jack, there ain't no fighting in the equator jungles, is there?
Oh, no?
Well, is there?
I think before this expedition is over, you'll have more excitement than you know what to do with.
No kidding.
You bet I'm not kidding.
Well, son, lead me to it. I ain't never had all the excitement I wanted. Fist fighting and gun shooting. Boy, howdy.
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Louis Van Ruten as Jasper. Frank McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York. Meet FBI man Fred Wilk, who recently won the Wanamaker Mile, and meet Ruby Goldstein, winner of Sport Magazine's award as Referee of the Year on Bill Slater's Sports for All, over most of these stations tonight. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.